I came out tonight to support my friends who might be too scared to come out. And a lot of things that Trump says, I think, is going to embolden racism and sexism in our country. It's just come out that there's like a 41% increase in hate crimes in the UK after Brexit passed. And I'm really scared that that's going to happen here. I'm really worried about the state of our country. So I did come out because that pussy grabbing comment is going to embolden rapists.
We don't want a hateful man like Donald Trump for president. If he actually is this person. I'm starting to wonder if this was a one big giant con job in order to just get elected, and he's not the guy that he ran as, and we're going to find out we don't need to be as scared of him as we are.
Yeah, I think Trump will show his true face.
What do you think that true face is?
Well, I listened to his acceptance speech on your radio station in the morning. It's kind of like he wanted the infrastructure to create jobs, which is a Democratic idea. Then he wanted to drum up, bring back energy and fight, which is the Republicans, and business taxes. I don't think he can get all that stuff. One guy can't do it. Nobody does what they do, promise in the elections.
My sign says, "Dear Trump, Muslims, people of color, LGBTQI2, Latinas, women and immigrants are all humans."
And you have your baby with you.
I do have my baby with me. It's very important to me that she gets to this protest against hate.
Is that what brought you out here tonight?
Yes. I truly believe that the president-elect has been slewing some hateful words against all the people on my sign, and I want them to know that me and my baby support them, and we will be here supporting them throughout this presidency.
What scares you most about his presidency?
What scares me most is the backlash that we've already seen. Just in the few hours since the announcement, I've seen a lot of reports about violence, about people saying, "Go home, we don't need you here, now my president is in charge." So I'm mostly afraid of the message that he has put forth to his followers. That doesn't seem like one of unity, it seems like one of hatred.
I am a Latino man, and I'm here to support my daughter, who is very proactive and involved in this movement. She is scared, and so is my son. We are legal immigrants to this country, but we've been called rapists and bad hombres. So that is not my president.
I mean, a vote's a vote. I don't want to protest the election or the outcome. Like, that's the vote. But just to show solidarity with people that are feeling very threatened right now.
I see you're still wearing your Bernie Sanders button.
I am. I think that the DNC is in large part to blame for the outcomes of this, and definitely think that they have some soul searching to do.
Do you think Bernie Sanders might have done better against Donald Trump?
I think he would have. I mean, you can't really, it's hard to say at this point, but I think that he would have.
What worries me is there's a very split nation and a very angry nation that is supporting Trump, and I think, understandably, they felt unheard and want a different country back. And what scares me more is that there's two different countries and they're mixed together and they're battling, and a lot of people are in pain about it.
Well, we are immigrants. We have been here in this country for over 15 years, and the country has offered great things to us, and I feel like this is a very sad time because this person that is now the president does not represent all the great opportunities that we were embraced with when we first moved here. So we want to continue to make this country the great place that it has always been and continue to welcome everybody. It doesn't matter where they come from.
You know, I've been here for 20 years and I've seen few presidents, and even though that I agree with them or not, this is probably one of the most, I feel embarrassed and out of words, just because, and I feel loved because there's so many people here that care about this. So at the same time, it's a bag of feelings that it's hard for me to express. But we're here to support everybody and anybody that is united as people.
Do you have family members that you're worried about based on what Trump has promised or threatened as far as immigration?
Not directly, but I know a lot of people that I work with. They are in thinking about moving, or they're very worried about it. And then you can see their sad faces when they come to work, and that they're worried. And it's a very, I don't know, it breaks hearts. It breaks people's heart, especially in children.
It's not about what Trump does, it's what the support to him has emboldened. racist acts and like hateful acts. So I guess my question is, okay, you voted because you didn't want the spending, but what are you going to do now? Like right now is the time for the Republican fiscal conservatives that consider themselves decent, kind human beings to stand up. Like they're the ones who should be here. I guess that's what I came to see.
My sign says, change the politics, not the climate. Trump has expressed the fact that he's going to appoint people to the Department of the Interior and the National Park Service who do not believe in climate change and are climate deniers. This is a global priority, and we as a nation need to honor our treaties and honor our commitments and work together with the rest of the globe to fix this problem. We're worried about our future here. I don't think I'm going to be able to have kids because I don't think they're going to have a planet to come home to. I don't think they're going to be able to breathe the air that I birthed them into, which it's devastating.
I think it's really important for people to show up and say this is not our country to be this racist and this sexist and this anti-everybody. That's not what we're about. And I'm really concerned that even people in my family who I love think this is the best president for us and are just so misinformed. So we need to really show them we're here. And this isn't okay with us.
What scares you most about his presidency?
I think that he's loyal to people who are loyal to him, and he's going to put terrible people in the cabinet. He's going to put the most dangerous people, people that we've heard, people who are most loyal to him, people who called him a genius, and people who stuck by him even when he said the nastiest things that any presidential candidate has ever said, frankly. I think that's what scares me most, is not really him, because the president doesn't operate all the hands of government, but he appoints a lot of people who do. I'm very scared about the Supreme Court, too. So I would say that it's the people who are along with him who scare me the most.
We can do
Donald Trump for president. We're going to find out maybe we don't need to be as scared of him as we are. I'm kind of worried about him, but I'm not quite sure.
It's kind of neat the way an election stirred up some emotion. But yeah, I think Trump will show his true face.
What do you think that true face is?
Well, I listened to his acceptance speech on your radio station in the morning. It's kind of like he wanted the infrastructure to create jobs, which is a Democratic idea. Then he wanted to drum up, bring back energy and fight, which is the Republicans, and business taxes. I don't think he can get all that stuff. One guy can't do it. Nobody does what they do, promising the elections.
Yes, I am a Latino man, and I'm here to support my daughter, who is very proactive and involved in this movement. She is scared, and so is my son. We are legal immigrants to this country, but we've been called rapists and bad hombres. So that is not my president.
My sign says, Dear Trump, Muslims, people of color, LGBTQI2, Latinas, women and immigrants are all humans.
And you have your baby with you.
I do have my baby with me. It's very important to me that she gets to this protest against hate.
Is that what brought you out here tonight?
Yes. I truly believe that the president-elect has been slewing some hateful words against all the people on my sign, and I want them to know that me and my baby support them, and we will be here supporting them throughout this presidency.
What scares you most about his presidency?
What scares me most is the backlash that we've already seen. Just in the few hours since the announcement, I've seen a lot of reports about violence, about people saying, go home, we don't need you here, now my president is in charge. So I'm mostly afraid of the message that he has put forth to his followers. That doesn't seem like one of unity, it seems like one of hatred.
I am a Latino man, and I'm here to support my daughter, who is very proactive and involved in this movement. She is scared, and so is my son. We are legal immigrants to this country, but we've been called rapists and bad hombres. So that is not my president.
I mean, a vote's a vote. I don't want to protest the election or the outcome. Like, that's the vote. But just to show solidarity with people that are feeling very threatened right now.
I see you're still wearing your Bernie Sanders button.
I am. I think that the DNC is in large part to blame for the outcomes of this, and definitely think that they have some soul searching to do.
Do you think Bernie Sanders might have done better against Donald Trump?
I think he would have. I mean, you can't really, it's hard to say at this point, but I think that he would have.
What worries me is there's a very split nation and a very angry nation that is supporting Trump, and I think, understandably, they felt unheard and want a different country back. And what scares me more is that there's two different countries, and they're mixed together and they're battling, and a lot of people are in pain about it. But why I'm here is particularly due to the racism that's being affected from this and noticing it, and the KKK's support of Trump, and it's a terrifying endeavor what's happening. I would like to think that the unification that can happen from this can better help not only Democratic Party but maybe another party, because a third party would be wonderful, to actually support a change in it.
Well, we are immigrants, so we have been here in this country for over 15 years, and the country has offered great things to us, and I feel like this is a very sad time because this person that is now the president does not represent all the great opportunities that we were embraced with when we first moved here. So we want to continue to make this country the great place that it has always been and continue to welcome everybody. It doesn't matter where they come from.
You know, I've been here for 20 years and I've seen few presidents. And even though that I agree with them or not, this is probably one of the most, I feel embarrassed and out of words. Just because, and I feel loved because there's so many people here that care about this. So at the same time, it's a bag of feelings that it's hard for me to express. But we're here to support everybody and anybody that is united as people.
Do you have family members that you're worried about based on what Trump has promised or threatened as far as immigration?
Not directly. But I know a lot of people that I work with, they are in thinking about moving, or they're very worried about it. And then you can see their sad faces when they come to work, and that they're worried. And it's a very, I don't know, it breaks hearts, it breaks people's heart, especially in children.
What brought me out here tonight, I guess I want to know from the people who voted for Trump. It's not about whether what Trump does, it's what the support to him has emboldened racist acts and like hateful acts. So I guess my question is, okay, you voted because you didn't want the spending, but what are you going to do now? Like right now is the time for the Republican fiscal conservatives that consider themselves decent, kind human beings to stand up. Like, they're the ones who should be here. I guess that's what I came to see.
My sign says, change the politics, not the climate.
Are you worried about that under the Trump presidency, about the climate issue?
Yes, I'm extremely worried about the climate issue. Trump has expressed the fact that he's going to appoint people to the Department of the Interior and the National Park Service who do not believe in climate change and are climate deniers. This is a global priority, and we as a nation need to honor our treaties and honor our commitments and work together with the rest of the globe to fix this problem. I totally agree. I study resource management in Fort Collins at CSU, and it's so disrespectful to be at a government institution studying this very real problem and be told from the top that none of our efforts matter. We're worried about our future here. The climate graphs, what Trump is predicting, will not result in a livable, hospitable climate for me. I don't think I'm going to be able to have kids because I don't think they're going to have a planet to come home to. I don't think they're going to be able to breathe the air that I birthed them into, which it's devastating.
I think it's really important for people to show up and say this is not our country, to be this racist and this sexist and this anti-everybody. That's not what we're about. And I'm really concerned that even people in my family who I love think this is the best president for us and are just so misinformed. So we need to really show them we're here and this isn't okay with us.
Against a horrible decision.
What scares you most about his presidency?
I think that he's loyal to people who are loyal to him, and he's going to put terrible people in the cabinet. He's going to put the most dangerous people that we've heard, people who are most loyal to him, people who called him a genius, and people who stuck by him even when he said the nastiest things that any presidential candidate has ever said, frankly. I think that's what scares me most, is not really him, because the president doesn't operate all the hands of government, but he appoints a lot of people who do. I'm very scared about the Supreme Court, too. So I would say that it's the people who are along with him who scare me the most.